Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Good morning. It's Philip Pullman, Director of Community Outreach for Senior Radio. This morning, you'll be listening to a new series titled Aging Gracefully. The concept behind the series is to educate the community that the transition and process of aging does not have to be daunting. This self-help informational platform will provide knowledge to everyone, including opportunity and options of self-care, self-help, and preventative health. We firmly believe that if the aging community look and feel good, it will encourage a positive impact on their lives. Aging Gracefully is being brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hey everybody, Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. I hope you are having a great morning. And you know what? If you're like me, your morning starts with a round of medicines. I mean, I take a lot of different ones. And of course, I'm adding a lot of gummies to the mix. But one that I do take is referred to as a statin. And we're going to learn more about what they are, why they are prescribed, why some people have issues with them, and how they can help us. So we're going to be joined by our good friend, pharmacist Dr. Ken Dill. Hello, Ken. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. It's nice to have you here. And Ken, you have been helping with people's medications for many years as a pharmacist. And statins have been around for quite a while, haven't they?
They have. They've been our go-to medication for cholesterol.
For cholesterol. So explain to us what a statin is and how does it help us?
Yeah, so our body, so along with the cholesterol that we take in from nutrition, our body is also making cholesterol through our liver. And basically what a statin is when we notice that patients maybe have a little bit high cholesterol, we try to limit it in multiple ways, not only by diet, but also by statins, where statins are used to help kind of limit the amount of cholesterol that our body creates itself. So also helping in multiple ways in reducing cholesterol.
Okay. And we're speaking with Ken Dill, who's a pharmacist this morning, because we're talking about statins and what we can learn from them. And I do want to remind everybody that on this early morning Sunday show, Aging Gracefully is a senior radio production brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform delivery of healthcare in Western New York. Okay, so Ken, tell us, what are the benefits of taking a statin?
So yes, so statins are a really important medication, not only for lowering our cholesterol, but it's also sometimes used to help reduce our risk of cardiovascular events. So those are things such as heart attack and stroke. So if you're a person that may be at a higher risk for a heart attack or stroke, your doctor may talk to you about the potentially using a statin, even if your cholesterol is just slightly high. And there's also some other disease states as well that we sometimes utilize statins in, just because we know that they have such a great effect on reducing reducing cardiovascular effects in those diseases.
Is that why, Ken, that many diabetics are prescribed a statin?
Correct. So yes, for diabetics, what they found is even if your cholesterol is normal, sometimes we will use a statin because it helps reduce that risk of heart attack and stroke. And being diabetic, you may be at a higher risk for heart attack and stroke.
Now, for those who are prescribed statins, as a matter of fact, I am on a statin because we have hereditary high cholesterol in the family. So we take one, and it just brings it down enough where I'm in better shape. But I find that once you are prescribed a statin, Ken, you're on it for a long time, maybe even for life.
Yes. So, these are typically longer-term medications. So it's usually a medication that you'll take and you really won't feel any difference right away. And honestly, you may not feel different in the long haul, but usually these medications will take a while for them to start actually working. So you may not notice, like, the next day, if we were to test your cholesterol after starting taking it, it's not going to make an immediate effect, but it's more about the long haul with these medications. So with these medications, we really look for long-term use.
And we're speaking with Ken Dill, who is a pharmacist. Catholic Medical Partners brings us this show here on Aging Gracefully, and we're so glad everyone is tuned in nice and early to hear about statins, and if you're on one, how it may be helping you. But there are also some common side effects associated with statins. Ken, maybe you can tell us about that.
Yeah, so for the most part, statins are very well tolerated. Honestly, the number one side effect is a little bit of nausea, but that's usually with most medications. The big side effect that we usually advise patients to keep a lookout for is maybe a little bit of muscle pain. And now this is usually pretty rare. It usually only happens in less than 10% of patients that actually start it. However, it's usually found in muscle pain that is usually in the calf muscle. Now, it's not saying that if you do have this muscle pain with this statin, there are other statins out there because some statins are a little bit better than others at not having these specific side effects.
Now, Ken, why on earth would it affect the calf muscles of all muscles in your body?
Basically it just affects the muscles. And usually it's just the calf muscle that has such a larger muscle that usually people, and obviously with you being walking, you're using those calf muscles, usually it's the first one that people notice.
Mm, okay. Now, I've heard from a lot of people who really don't want to go on statins. Are there myths around statins? Because I've heard people say a lot of different things, and I'm not sure if any of them are true.
Yes. So I hear these a lot when I talk to patients. Just some common concerns that sometimes are out there, maybe on the internet. So some common myths that usually are out there. Some people think that the statins will actually cause you to have diabetes, and that is definitely not the case. Usually, we actually recommend it for patients who are diabetic because they're at that higher risk. I've also heard a few other things like statins will cause memory impairment or even some kidney disease, and these are actually not the case. Typically, like I said, we use these medications to help reduce those cardiovascular risks. And specifically, we definitely wouldn't use these medications as frequently as we do if these medications were harmful.
But statins aren't the only cholesterol medications. There are different ones, and they should not be confused with statins. Is that correct?
Correct. So there are a number of different statins. So you may not, if you're put on a statin, you may be on a different statin than, say, your neighbor who may be on another one. So there are many types of statins, but then there's also other medications for cholesterol. So some medications such as ezetimibe, which is the generic for Zetia, work a little bit differently. They also help reduce your cholesterol, However, typically more of the oral tablets that you'll take for cholesterol that are not statins usually don't quite have the cardiovascular benefit that statins have. So typically we try to start with a statin as a first line.
Ken, is there any group of people who shouldn't be taking statins?
Not necessarily. If you are having, so say for example, if you do start a statin and you have significant muscle pain and you've tried on all the different statins, usually we try to have another, we try, if you fail the first statin, we try to add another statin on, because usually some after the first one, you can potentially tolerate the next one. However, there's not really a patient population that we ultimately completely avoid statins. We may choose a specific statin depending on your disease state. So, for example, if you have kidney failure, we may choose one statin over the other. Or if you have some liver impairment, we may choose one statin over the other, just because they react in the body a little bit differently.
Interesting. So, folks, if you have been prescribed a statin by your doctor, by all means, take it. It's very good to reduce your cholesterol. And by all means, talk with your doctor about it, or talk with Ken Dill about it, because Ken, who's working with Catholic Medical Partners, will meet at some doctor's practices to meet with patients one-on-one and educate them on their medications and make recommendations to their doctors on how to optimize their medication regime. We've learned a lot from Ken Dill this morning. Ken, it's always great to have you on. And we want to thank Catholic Medical Partners once again, a senior radio production tangent brought to you by the Catholic Medical Partners. And they have a vision to transform delivery of healthcare in Western New York. I'm Linda Pellegrino. Welcome, everyone, to Aging Gracefully.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. We've started a new mini-series called Aging Gracefully, brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners, with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare in Western New York. On Aging Gracefully, we'll be bringing you vital information from the doctors of Catholic Medical Partners to help you find a higher standard of care and a resounding voice for your healthcare needs. Catholic Medical Partners. Joandy's Place Restaurant,
After a lovely ride through the country, Joandy's Place was my breakfast destination. A cozy, park-like atmosphere was the perfect complement to my delicious meal. Open daily at 9 a.m., Joandy's Place Restaurant is located at 858 Bloomingdale Road in Basem, New York. Joandy's Place, you're going to love their food. On Aging Gracefully, we'll be talking with the Field and Fork Network, a local farming organization, on how they connect communities to innovative solutions that foster a sustainable food system. Listen in Sunday mornings at 6:30 a.m. Field and Fork Network, sponsored by Orville's Home Appliances.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Aging Gracefully. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and I join you every Sunday morning, and it's so great that you're tuning into this. And, of course, our regular senior radio segment on Saturdays at 11 o'clock. Aging Gracefully is a Senior Radio Buffalo production, and it's brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform delivery of health care in Western New York. And I don't need to remind you that that also is mental health care, and especially through this pandemic, we have really heard from a lot more people who are having a harder time getting through this. And look at everything that COVID has thrust at us. First of all, it's been sickness, it's been death, it's been loneliness, it's been isolation. This has been a tough 2 years for an awful lot of people, and we're not quite all the way back yet. So if you have discovered that your mental health is suffering, or you know somebody who is also having problems, and they're having an issue trying to get past this, we'd want you to know there's plenty of good help here in Western New York. And by all means, get out there and seek it out. Now more than ever, people are speaking up about the issues that they're having. It's actually perfectly normal if we have a mind and a brain and we're being put upon that we're going to suffer some stress. So this morning we're speaking with Tina Sunker, who is a social worker with Catholic Medical Partners. So Tina, good morning, and it's nice to have you with us.
Good morning, and thank you.
Listen, are there some mental health conditions more than others that should be addressed when we're talking about our senior population?
Well, I found that some signs of mental health that might need to be addressed is maybe a change in energy level, irritability, anger, loss of interest in once enjoyable activities. Maybe they've had a recent loss. They might be going through some grief, some sleep patterns. Maybe the individual is sleeping too much. Maybe they're sleeping too little. Also, maybe the person is not having three meals a day. Maybe they're only having one meal a day. These could be signs of depression, also signs of anxiety. Some of our seniors have weight loss, sudden weight loss. Maybe they have isolated themselves. And as you mentioned, during the pandemic, they're not receiving as many visitors as they once did. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not going to church or not socializing like they once were capable of doing.
Yeah, for that first year, we talked a lot with the directors of the senior citizen agencies and services and our groups and our clubs, and mm-hmm. how they were trying to reach out, you know, to everybody by virtue of Zoom or more phone calls, just to get that friendliness and the camaraderie and the company, you know, let people know that they're still there. And they're just waiting for things to get back to normal so we can go back to the way we were. But what you have said, Tina, is that it reminds me that there are many physical problems that really is associated with our mental health problems.
Yes, there is. Such as perhaps the person may have basically during the normal aging process, we may lose our hearing, we may lose our vision. We may have maybe unfortunately recently had a stroke that has left us the individual with some physical limitations, maybe some speech concerns. Also with the loss of vision or hearing, the individual may no longer be able to drive, and they can no longer maybe attend social activities such as day programs, church services. They can no longer visit community services out there. So yes, this can all come alongside as well with mental health.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Tina Sonkers, who is a social worker with Catholic Medical Partners, and I'm Linda Pellegrino, hosting here on Aging Gracefully, a subsidiary of our Senior Radio Buffalo production, brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners. So Tina, do you think that the senior population resists seeking mental help more than any other particular group?
Personally, in my experience, I think sometimes seniors don't know where to go and seek the mental health services out there in the community. Some seniors, they don't have they don't know how to do Zoom. They don't know how to use a cell phone, or they might not even own a computer to seek out resources. In my experience, there have been some seniors, they just don't want to seek out mental health services because they don't want the neighbors to know. And I try to explain to them, no one knows unless you tell them. Mm-hmm. And finding and seeking out mental health services is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. There's benefits out there to seeking mental health services. Perhaps with the proper care and treatment, it would allow you to stay active in your home longer. Involving counseling just would allow you to just have a better overall mental health.
Yeah, now we're hearing about a lot more people seeking help, and it's great because they're really destigmatizing the fact that mental health issues are everywhere, and everybody, I think, at one point in their life could use some help when it comes to getting through some tough times. Do you think in any way that the senior population is more reticent to still kind of feel stigmatized by that word, you know, mental illness?
Yes, I do. I do. I think that seniors, they do think that it would definitely be stigmatized. Years ago, it wasn't talked about, and now you see signs everywhere out there. I think definitely during the pandemic, anxiety has come more to light for seniors in all ages. I do think it's with the seniors, it's just a matter of talking to them, letting them know what services are out there. I know right now during the pandemic, there are seniors that don't want to leave their homes. Some mental health agencies out there are doing Zoom calls. They're doing telehealth calls. They're making home visits. Even though if the senior does want a home visit. So I do think at times just talking with the senior, explaining what services are out there kind of breaks down that wall or that barrier to seek mental
absolutely.
Health services.
Tina, you are so right. This is Tina Sonker, everybody. She's a social worker with Catholic Medical Partners, and they help bring us Aging Gracefully. You know, it's funny because I'm entering my senior years now, Tina, and I remember my grandparents, they wouldn't even mention words like cancer. Mm-hmm. I mean, they would never mention a woman's body part, you know, that was private. They just wouldn't even say the word. So you can imagine what treating that generation, how difficult that might have been when you didn't even talk about things. It was almost like if you talk about it, you're going to get it, you know, so we're just not
exactly.
even going to mention it. I mean, my grandfather died of... I'm trying to remember what kind of cancer he had, but they never said it in my family. They never said it, you know what I mean? Because it was just mm-hmm. like, well, he had problems, you know, down there. And I'm like, oh, what does that mean, you know? And hopefully we're doing better with recognizing that our mental health is as important as anything else. And there's plenty of good people around who can help address this and really, really give us some great help.
I'm talking to seniors out there, like you had just mentioned years ago, the word but the word mentioned to me is institution.
Oh.
I try to stress to seniors that is no longer the norm. But that is what they grew up with years ago. And even in my family, I had an uncle that was institutionalized, and it wasn't talked about.
No.
So
no.
It's just trying to break down those walls, letting the seniors know what services are out there. And if you do need some help just with counseling, that doesn't mean that you have to leave your home and give up your independence.
Right. You know, people would be so surprised at the volume of people who are looking for expert help from someone else. Even therapists have therapists because they're hearing other people's problems all the time. I mean, it's a very healthy thing to be able to talk things out with someone and get some guidance on things.
Exactly. Exactly. Like I've always mentioned, you, the more knowledge that you've learned, it empowers you. So I try to do as much as I can to help the senior population. I answer a lot of questions, and I don't claim to be an expert, but if there are questions, I will definitely seek out the answers and help the senior community out there to the best of my ability.
You know, usually when we wrap up a segment, I have a phone number that everybody will go to if they're looking for information. There's so much about this, Tina. We have a plethora of phone numbers. So if you want to give us a few of the top ones in the final minute of the show, please go ahead.
All right. I know there is a Niagara County Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services at 716-439-7400. There's Erie County of Mental Health at 716-858-8530. Erie County Crisis Services, 716-834-3131.
And that one's open on weekends, right, in 24 hours.
Exactly.
Right.
And Niagara County Crisis, 716-285-3515. And I also wanted to mention, you can also call 211. It's a free and confidential link to Health and Human Services. They are available 24/7. Or you could go to www.211wny.org as well.
That's great. Tina Sonker, thank you so much from Catholic Medical Partners. We're talking a little bit about the signs of mental health issues and what can be addressed and what should be addressed when we come to our mental health and seniors' mental health and the kinds of things that counselors are seeing. Aging Gracefully, folks, we're so glad you tuned in. It's a Senior Radio Buffalo production brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform delivery of healthcare in Western New York.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo's Aging Gracefully, the show that focuses on educating our active seniors and caregiver community. Every Sunday morning, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate in our show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Aging Gracefully has been brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. Senior Radio Buffalo has a mission to bring information and education to our active senior community. The show has been so successful that we're now adding a Call Linda line. If you would like information on any of our senior radio guests, have suggestions, or would like to participate in the show, give me a call. We want to hear from our listeners at 716-324-5222. That's 716-324-5222.
Call Linda, brought to you by Touching Hearts at Home.